And now for something completely different.
Ratty, the mole said suddenly, one bright summer morning, if you please, I want to ask you a favor. The rat was sitting on the riverbank, singing a little song. He had just composed it himself, so he was very taken up with it and would not pay proper attention to Mole or anything else.
Hey, Uncle Scar, guess what?
I despise guessing games.
I'm gonna be the king of Pride Rock.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, I kick around a lot in Los Angeles, and I go there every year, so I'm going again. September and November again this year.
I'm looking for my credit card, but my credit card's gone. Where is my credit card? I want it back now.
I throw in some onions, some chili. I kind of, fry it off and then, bake in some tomato sauce and do that.
I go to Mexico quite a lot. My family there,
The plane elevates to 60,000 feet in space, and then the rocket sort of launches into space for about 60 to 70 miles.
When you stand here and you're looking out there, isn't that great? Look at that.
Hi. I'm the voiceover guy. Now, some people think I'm really big and macho and love sports, but I'm not. I love theater. And I'm not afraid to say I'm wearing a tutu right now.
Now stop,
Max said, and sent the wild things off to bed without their supper. The wild things roared their terrible roars,
and gnashed their terrible teeth, and rolled their terrible eyes, and showed their terrible claws. But Max stepped into his private boat and waved goodbye.
I would be very pleased for you to use my balcony for your awful ambush. I myself have done many awful ambushes from there in years gone by. They can be very effective. I will ask my faithful page, Edmund, to assist you.
Aha! So that was who Edmund was. Thank you very much, Sir Horace.